Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has called for strengthening national unity in neighboring Iraq in the face of plots by the U.S. and certain regional countries to partition the country. In a meeting with the visiting Iraqi president, Fuad Masum, Ayatollah Khamenei said that Iraqi people, including Shia, Sunnis, Kurds, and Arabs, have coexisted for centuries, but that some regional and foreign countries are now seeking to magnify any existing problems. The leader added that Americans shouldn't be allowed to regard Iraq as their personal property. He also hailed the deep and historical relations between Iran and Iraq. Ayatollah Khamenei also praised the recent gains made by Iraqi troops and volunteer forces in the fight against Daesh Takfiri militants. The Iraqi president, for his turn, thanked Iran's leader for his advice, expressing gratitude to Tehran for assisting Baghdad in the battle against terrorists. Iran's leader also held a separate meeting with Algerian Prime Minister Abdelmalek Sallal. During the meeting, Ayatollah Khamenei noted that Daesh terrorism, which has afflicted the region, is not normal, and that the terror group has been created and supported by certain countries. Joining us now on the line from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, is member of the State of Law Coalition, Saad al-Mutallabi. Mr. al-Mutallabi, welcome to the program. Ayatollah Khamenei has stressed the issue of strengthening national unity in neighboring Iraq. How important is the issue of national unity now in this point of time?
Thank you very much. The words of His Eminence, Imam Khamenei, comes in a very important time. We have an all-wide struggle and war against ISIS and the supporters of ISIS. We need the encouragement and the support of the legitimation of Iraq from neighboring countries. Must be taken into consideration that the Islamic Republic of Iran is the only country in the region that is calling for unity and calling for a coherent and unified strategy against ISIS in the war against ISIS, where we see other countries, unfortunately, taking a stand in which they are supporting ISIS from one hand and acting on division or dividing the nation of Iraq, as we see some attempts in the Congress and in neighboring countries into undermining the unity of the Iraqi nation and trying to create a conflict within the nation of Iraq. So it's very important that we hear a sound of wisdom and the sound of supporting the unity of Iraq from the highest post in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Therefore, I think that this was very helpful and may force the others to take a positive, similar stand against the nation of Iraq.
Mr. al-Mutallabi, Ayatollah Khamenei also touched on the issue of the Daesh terrorist, Takfiri terrorist group. He stated that the group is, quote-unquote, not normal, and that the terror group has been created and is being supported by certain countries. Elaborate on that for us as well.
It's impossible for a criminal group to have such achievement without serious intervention and serious support from certain countries in the region. It is impossible for a number of terrorists to have such an international link and such an international effect on the political and social level that we see worldwide without the exact and detailed support, either from countries neighboring or from international members, or and at least from certain intelligence sectors within the region that supply ISIS with information, with targets, with finances, with technical support, and with ammunition and hardware. So it's very obvious and very clear that we do have a struggle. I mean, Iraq, Syria are facing the black operation that is led by ISIS with the international support. And that international support is bent on creating a mini state in Syria and Iraq so it can be easily handled and can separate the nation of Iraq and the nation of Syria from the supporters of peace and the supporters of stability, like in Iran and Syria and Iraq.
Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Saad Al-Mutallabi, member of the State of Law Coalition, joining us on the line from the Iraqi capital, Baghdad.